Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 8:09, News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Happy Monday, woohoo! Does anybody ever say nobody ever says it that way. It could be better. I have a proposal. My proposal for daylight saving time is if we're not going to go 100% daylight time, which we should do, at least you should get the extra hour at Monday at 2 a.m. That's when you should get the extra hours of sleep, is going back to work on Monday. And you should lose the hour going into Saturday morning because you can sleep in anyway. So instead of doing it Saturday night into Sunday like we always do both days, we should leap forward on Friday night, 2 a.m. that Saturday morning, and we should fall back Sunday night, Monday morning at 2 a.m. Just saying, that would make it better, but the better option is to just go all year daylight time. Joining us now, Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office Chief Deputy Shane Tucker. Hey, Chief, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. I got to say, I absolutely love your daylight savings idea. I don't know why nobody's thought of that, but that's the way to go.
It's probably not going to happen because it's too good of an idea. Do you guys ever run into this as an issue? I mean, what does it do? I'm just curious, as a scheduling issue, what does it do for you guys? You just have an extra hour that you have to schedule people for, or a lack hour where you don't schedule people for? How does that work?
Depending on whether you fall back or spring forward, our midnight guys are usually the ones, either their 10-hour shift usually winds up being either 9 hours or 11 hours,
okay,
depending on where they're at.
But so
because
pretty
it takes place at 2 Saturday morning, it affects them, and there's nothing really we have to do to contend with it.
I gotcha. Okay, and as you say, it's the time when it's not as much so. Okay, fair enough. Last week, I didn't get a chance to follow up with you. I wanted to ask you a follow-up question on Copper having her litter. Was it 20? How many puppies? It was a bunch. It was a ton of puppies.
I think it was like 13.
13,
which,
okay.
You know,
okay.
I don't know all that much about it, but that's supposed to be a whole lot.
Oh, that's a huge litter, for sure. So what's going to happen to those puppies? Are you guys going to raise them to be, you know, law enforcement hounds or what?
They will be. We're going to keep one, and the others will be become bloodhounds for other agencies.
We've
had some other agencies reach out and show some interest. So more than likely, they will all become exactly what their mother is a canine for a sheriff's office or a facility like that.
Now, is that, I just don't know, is that very common to have police dogs breed like that? I just don't really know.
As far as I know, it is.
Okay.
You know, we're relatively new into this. I mean, we're several years into our canine program with the bloodhounds, but this is our first litter that we've had.
Okay. Okay. I had never thought about it before, and obviously she's having puppies, and I'm thinking, you know, do they breed the shepherds? You know, they're obviously breeding the bloodhounds, so just kind of a curiosity for me. Anything happen over the weekend that we maybe don't already know about?
Friday afternoon, we had kind of a disconcerting incident happened. Our deputies responded to an address in the Milton area after receiving a complaint that a man pointed a gun and threatened a UPS driver.
What?
Told the driver that he was going to shoot him if he didn't open the package that he was trying to deliver to him. So obviously, you know, in fear for his life, the driver did the smart thing and complied. And once the suspect saw what was in the package, he realized it was legitimate, and his mood changed, and he let the driver leave. The suspect told deputies later that he had brandished the weapon because he felt that the driver was an imposter and was trying to deliver a dangerous package.
Wow.
Obviously, that didn't do the trick, so he was arrested and charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. But, you know, that's disconcerting.
Yeah.
You know, when we have our UPS folks and FedEx folks and mail folks that have legitimate business knocking on people's doors and, you know, to be met with a firearm, that's a scary situation. So we're sure glad that it worked out the way that it did.
Yeah. I mean, I in my mind, I guess it could have been obviously much worse if the guy had been sort of one step farther down the paranoid path. You know, he could have just taken action without, you know, telling the guy to open the package. But goodness, I mean, this sounds more like almost a Baker Act scenario than it sounds like a crime. I mean, it's a crime for sure, but, you know, that a person that's that unstable, or, I mean, what did they figure out?
Well, in, like I said, he was charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. for a Baker Act to be, you know, on the table, number one, there can't be any type of felony crime where he's threatened and shown that he is has a propensity towards serious bodily harm to someone else. At that point, that you know, the courts can work that out, whether or not he's competent to stand trial or whatnot. But you know, he answered the door with a loaded weapon or with a weapon and threatened to shoot somebody. So we have to act on that, and that is a violation of Florida state statute, as it should be. So it was handled appropriately.
See, I did not know. That's why I love talking to you guys. I did not know that if you had committed a felony or allegedly committed a felony, that put Baker acting off the table until the disposition of that case. That's interesting. I didn't know that at all. So thank you for clarifying.
And now that's generally speaking.
Okay.
The procedures that we have in place, if somebody has committed a felony crime, under most circumstances, I'm always hesitant to say never,
but under
most circumstances, we are not going to let a Baker Act trump a felony crime of violence.
Okay.
Somebody else, we have a responsibility to the citizens, and when someone threatens someone with a firearm, our greatest concern at that point is the danger they present to other people.
Okay, which makes sense.
So,
yeah.
So we put them in jail.
That makes sense. We're talking to Shane Tucker, Chief Deputy at the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. Chief, you guys had a road rage incident too over the last week, right?
Oh, we sure did. Last week, our deputies were dispatched to the Circle K there on Dogwood Drive in Milton, and when they got there, the complainant told them that, and there was a witness as well. But the complainant witness told them that a road rage incident had occurred on Martin Road, in which a male subject attacked them while they were seated in the vehicle. So as this was transpiring, the victim tried to call 911, and the suspect ripped his phone out of his hands and threw it into the woods. So he was located, and he was charged with burglary with a battery, robbery by sudden snatching, and obstruction of justice, as well as child abuse. The victim was actually under the age of 18. So the battery on him was classified as a child abuse.
And this started with a driving incident of some kind? Because it sounds like they were parked.
Evidently, the victim and his witness were driving on Martin Road, and the suspect had confronted them over a perceived driving complaint.
My goodness. Just breathe, people. Just, my goodness. Okay.
I'm telling you.
And you also, and this is, I hate to end on this, but it's, you know, it's stuff that happens. You had a domestic battery of some kind?
We did. Matter of fact, an aggravated battery. Last week, our deputies went to a complaint of a disturbance up in the Berrydale area. The victim was a male subject who was going to his previous residence where his wife lived, to get some articles of you know, clothing and whatnot, his personal possessions. He had with him his current girlfriend, which upset the wife, so she came out and attacked him with a knife. Now, fortunately, neither party was seriously injured, but the suspect was arrested and charged with aggravated battery.
Wow. Okay. Well, again, you know, just breathe. Just breathe. It's all going to be okay. You know what I always tell my boys? Why don't you go to a different place? just separate. It's amazing how much of the world you can solve just by going to a different location.
Solid advice.
It's hard to get yourself to do it when you're caught up in that moment, whether you're driving or you're seeing your ex shows up with a girlfriend. All right. Well, Shane, always a pleasure, sir. Thank you for what you do. Thank you for keeping us safe and enforcing the law and taking care of our county. We certainly appreciate it. Shane Tucker, Chief Deputy of the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Andrew. Thank you.
You bet. 818. 818-